Professor Tariq Ramadan is a Muslim academic of international repute. His views on European integration are widely respected, and last year British and American magazines placed him at number 8 in a list of the world's leading intellectuals. It's from here in this television studio in London that Professor Ramadan chairs his weekly television program, Islam and Life. The show tackles a wide range of issues and invites a variety of guests. But his involvement in the program has landed him in controversy. Until recently, Professor Ramadan held a position at Erasmus University in the city of Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Last week, he was informed while on holiday in Morocco that he was being sacked from his job there as professor and integration advisor.
I got an SMS and then a call from a journalist telling me that the decision was taken before we had even the chance to talk. So they took the decision without really talking to me.
The reasoning being given was his continued appearances on Press TV during and following the Iranian elections. The university claims his links to Press TV reduced his credibility to act as an integration advisor. Press TV has in recent times been attacked in the Western media as a propaganda tool of the Iranian government.
It's a very natural phenomenon to attack something that you don't necessarily either watch or read. We have people from all types of backgrounds, all nationalities, all religions working for the channel. That simply wouldn't be the case if we were a mouthpiece.
But some in the Netherlands believe the story runs much deeper and fear that the recent success of the extreme right-wing Freedom Party, headed by the now infamous Dutch politician Geert Wilders, has frightened the establishment into taking drastic action. The party has in the past been a vocal critic of the professor.
After the European election, they saw that the Wilders movement was the first, so they were scared, and they used this by targeting the intellectual Muslim, the visible intellectual Muslims. So it's all political game, it's dirty politics that they are playing.
The controversy doesn't end here. Professor Tariq Ramadan is appealing the decision and will be taking the matter to court. While at the same time, academics and officials at the university in Rotterdam have voiced their support for him. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.